Hey Potter fans, thanks for tuning in to this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. This is Eileen Jones, one of the editors of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. I solemnly swear that I am up to no good. Did Moaning Myrtle ever find out that it was Hagrid that was accused of being responsible for her murder? I know she was intent on haunting Olive Hornby for a while after her death, but it was 50 years before Hagrid's name was cleared. Did Myrtle ever wonder how or why she died? Did she find out that the man, quote, responsible, lived on the very campus she haunted? I think the book gives evidence that leans towards Myrtle never finding out more about her death. When she tells Harry and Ron about the night she died, she didn't give specific details of who had done it, just that she had heard a boy's voice and saw eyes by the sink. If she had looked into it and heard it was Hagrid, why did she leave that detail out when talking to Ron and Harry? This must mean that Hagrid also avoided her. I mean, he didn't really have any reason to go into a girl's bathroom up in the castle once he became gamekeeper. Perhaps Hagrid never even knew that the ghost of the girl he was wrongly blamed for killing was still around. Another point, perhaps no one knew that Myrtle was the ghost of the girl killed 50 years ago. The book makes it sound like Harry and Ron were the ones to figure that out. If anyone had known, they would have asked her way earlier than Ron and Harry had about the Chamber of Secrets, solving the mystery that much sooner and saving everyone from the fear and confusion of that year at Hogwarts. That wraps up this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. If you love deep diving into Potter canon, grab a portkey and head over to www.hp-lexicon.org. And if you like this podcast, please consider leaving a review. Thanks for listening. Mischief managed.